Okay, so we can start with the first question. Can you tell me about when and where you were born?
I was born in 1927 in Springfield, Massachusetts.
Okay, how long have you lived in Davis?
Let's see, I moved here in 52, I think something like 68 years.
Oh, okay, wow.
Mm-hmm.
So did you move here in 1952?
I moved in 1952, yes.
Okay.
And it was the election.
Oh, well, I'm sorry?
Yes, Eisenhower versus Stevenson.
Okay. What do you love about the community, about Davis?
What do I like
about the Davis community?
I think it's a very well educated community. certainly when I moved here, it was a very friendly community. We all knew a lot about each other. I'm always surprised now when I encounter somebody that I didn't know who lives in Davis. I know everybody. But Davis has really grown. And it's become a more interesting community.
Yeah, it has. How long have you been part of the League of Women Voters, and when did you join?
I joined in, let's see, it must have been the early 60s. The Davis League was still pretty new, because I think it started in, say, 1958, the late 50s. It was started by two or three women, one of them, Kathleen Green. Does that name ring a bell?
No, it doesn't.
If you are interested in the history of the league, Kathleen Green lived in Davis. She had moved here with her husband, who was a professor, just after the war, just after World War II. And there was no league in Davis, so she joined the Sacramento League. And then when enough people had moved into Davis to start a league in Davis, it was actually the Davis Woodland League.
Oh.
Started by Kathleen Green and Sandy Motley. I can't remember some of the other women who started it because I wasn't involved in the beginning. In the late 50s, I had a new baby, so I was not, running around joining the league.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What were your motivations for joining?
Well, I got interested. I've always been interested in politics, and I majored in political science. And I got really interested in the Stevenson-Sparkman campaign. And then I was involved in starting the Davis Democratic Club. There was no Democratic Club. Davis was solid Republican
mm-hmm.
in the 50s. And but some Democrats were moving in, and we were definitely in the minority. In fact, all kinds of rumors went around. If you were a Democrat, you probably couldn't get a loan from the bank.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a Democrat, there are other things you couldn't do if you were a Democrat. That was pure rumor.
Wow.
So anyway, so we're talking about the beginning of the league. And Kathleen Green was a very good friend of mine. And once there seemed to be enough women who might join, the Davis Woodland League got started. So when I joined, in those days, when you started a league, the first thing you had to do was a Know Your Town study. I don't know if the league does studies anymore. I don't know how it works, but we had, it was called the local item. And so the first thing the league had to do was this Know Your City, the city of Davis. By the time I joined, that study had been done. And the next step was Know Your County. And it seemed to me when I joined, I no sooner joined than I was chairman of the local item.
Oh, wow.
I did not know how to be a chairman. I did not know how to run a committee. I didn't know nothing about how to do this. But, so it was kind of baptism by fire. And I didn't know how to get up and give a report, because by the time the study was done, we had to make a report of, you know, what the Calda County worked. Let's see, that was probably the early 60s. Well, then in the early 60s, I fell into a job at UC Davis. And that was a time when UC Davis was really expanding, and any old housewife could get a job. I mean, it was so easy. And I got a job working for what the program that is now the Mondavi Center for the Performing Arts.
Okay.
And that was half time. So I was half time in the league and half time with my job. And that worked okay until I went full time.
At your job.
At about the same time, a lot of women started going to law school, running for city council, running for school board. In fact, Kathleen Green was the first woman on the city council. Before, it had been a men's club. And Christine, what was her last name? Anyway, other women ran for school board and won. And women started going back to school, going to work. Actually, the league was a great training ground for me.
Oh, that's good.
That's good.
You know, how to make things happen, how to go about it.
Wow.
And you had to be reliable. You know, if you were in charge of a study, you had to make it happen.
Mm-hmm.
That was good training.
Yeah, it sounds like it. That's pretty good.
Training. So the league, I think, in some ways, maybe was so good at that, it was soon out of a job. So I think the league, I don't know how the league is working now. I know Judy Higgerson at URC, of course. And there are some former league ladies here. Marion Becker, I don't know if she rings. They've been working on registering voters with the league.
Okay, yeah, I interviewed Marion like last week.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then she worked on election day on campus at UCDA. Yeah. So anyway, actually when I went full time, and actually more than full time working for the Committee for Arts and Lectures, as it was called then, I really had to drop out of the league. But I kept my membership. I kept up my membership and paid dues all these years.
Okay. While you were with the league, what's the committee called again?
The local item.
The local, okay.
And then there were studies like healthcare, education, water issues. That was big in those days. What else? That was quite a while ago.
Yeah,
I don't think people who worked through the early, like Jean Canary. Now, does that name ring a bell?
No.
Well, Jean was probably one of the last presidents. The League finally disbanded in something like 2014 or 15. And at that point, the board was was rotating board positions, you know. One year Jean was the secretary, and the next year she'd be the president and the secretary, you know. They just so it really did not have much of a membership. Oh, and at some point, men were allowed to join. I don't remember when. Oh, I remember back in my day, you know, in their 60s, you were not allowed to talk, to discuss child care, you know, babies, problems with the kids, household stuff. No, we were not here to discuss that stuff.
Wow, that's really interesting. So while you were working with the league, did you work on studies?
Yes, and I did the county study. I can't remember the other ones that I worked on, you know, that's the thing. It was so long ago. I also observed. I observed school board and I observed city council. Now, observing city council was kind of fun because it was after city council meeting, everybody, the city council and the League Observer often went to a joint called the Club. The Club doesn't exist anymore, but the Club was a beer joint, a smoky room beer joint on G Street. And you know, it was all very convivial. We had a beer and or two. And it was kind of nice, you know, talking to city council outside of city council meeting. Because when you're observing, you don't speak, of course, you're just there to take notes.
Oh, that sounds like a really good time, though. Do you have a favorite memory while working with the league?
I guess my favorite memory is the first time I had to get up and give a report on the county study. And I was terrified, but by golly, it went off very well. You know, I got up and started talking and and was pretty soon having a good time.
Yeah, sounds like it. That's good. Was there a difficult aspect of your line of work while in the league?
You mean when my job?
Was there any difficulties while you were working in the league?
Difficulty. What do you mean by difficulty?
Was there anything while you were doing studies or giving reports, was there any hardships that you came across during your projects?
Hardships. You mean like homelessness?
Or like balancing your daily life with the league or
Oh yeah, that got pretty hard to do. Yes. Because I considered league work almost a full-time job. especially if you were involved in a study, you know, you might have to go on campus and go to the Institute of Governmental Affairs on campus. Or I had a couple of friends in the Department of Political Science that I could consult, and that was helpful. You know, this was so long ago. It's hard to remember.
Yeah.
It was probably hard to balance child care. You know, if you had to be at a meeting and the youngest kid has the flu, what are you going to do? Mm-hmm. You got to stay home.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. What accomplishments are you most proud of?
In the league?
Yeah.
Probably chairing that county study. Because that was a lot of work.
Mm-hmm. Are you still a member today?
Oh, yes. Uh-huh. I'm a member of the Davis League. And then when there was no league, I think probably I joined the National League. I don't remember. But anyway, I've kept up my league membership.
Well, that's awesome. Are you still an active, would you consider yourself an active member?
No, but I probably am not, no. Oh, one thing I remember about league in the early days was that you had to be nonpartisan. You could not be a Democrat. Mm. I mean, you could be a Democrat, but you did not get into Democrat versus Republican affairs. Mm-hmm. And so the league had to be very careful, almost too careful, to be nonpartisan.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if it is today.
I know it's nonpartisan, but I don't know how strict it is.
It was very strict.
Mm-hmm.
You know. But, you know, another thing was the Davis League had Democrats and Republicans, of course. And we talked back and forth. You know, you might not agree with somebody, but you could see their point of view. And we were all on speaking terms. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's true today in the league. I'm sure there were Republicans in the league.
I'm not sure.
Is there a high school? Does the high school have a league?
No, we don't. Yeah, we don't have a club in that area.
Yeah,
it's a
general question about, like, the shadow.
Yeah.
But does it get high school students to help out, you know, like...
I think some do, like, the polling, help with the polling.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But other than that, I don't think there's much, like, political involvement in the high school.
Yeah. Well, there was a Democratic club at the high school.
Oh, really? Yeah. I don't think it's there anymore.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Uh-huh. I haven't heard of that club.
Uh-huh.
There could be, though. Yeah. How has the league changed from when you first joined to what it is now?
I'm not sure what it is now. That's the problem. Mm-hmm. Because I think it has to, in my day, in the old days, the league could not take a stand on any issue unless there was a study. And the state often, I think the state league chose a particular area for studies every year or every whatever. So, for instance, water was one. Healthcare was another that I remember. Education. But in order to take a stand on an issue, the league had to complete a study. So there was a state study and a local study, I remember. Maybe even a national study, I don't remember. But there were these studies, and the committees did the work to study the issue and come up with a stand, an opinion, based on what they had found out.
Okay.
So, you know, the league could not, for instance, on the propositions, the state propositions, I think it is still true today that on some of the propositions on the ballot, the league does recommend a yes or no, but on some, if they haven't studied it, if it hasn't been studied at the state level, then they take no position.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you have any advice for young voters?
I think the main advice is become informed. Know how government works. I think that's something that's missing in the electorate today. I don't know what's happened to civics education, but I know it's always been good at Davis Senior High.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Would you consider yourself more an active member when you first joined the League of Women Voters?
Yes, I was quite an active member.
Mm-hmm. 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 Okay, and can you tell me more about your profession, your job?
I worked for, it was called the Committee for Arts and Lectures. We did a program of concerts, lectures, films on campus. And we also did we did performances because that involved dance and theater. So it was what the Mondavi Center is today. But it was a smaller program. But there were only two of us at the time on the staff. So we kind of did all the jobs, you know, whatever needed doing, we did.
Okay. And what do you think, did the Committee of Arts and Lecture like kind of interfere with your volunteering with the League of Women Voters?
Was it compatible, did you mean?
Or like, did they clash with each other, like?
Well, as long as I was working half-time, mm-hmm. it was okay. Once I went full-time, and that was in the late 60s, I had to drop out of the league. I mean, I didn't drop my membership, but I was not active.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Women, you know, they ran for office and that was full time, or they went back to school and again, and it's full time,
mm-hmm.
or they got jobs like me.
Yeah. Let's see. What do you think should Girl Scouts do in this area?
Let's see, Girl Scouts sell cookies.
Yeah.
I think that Girl Scouts, high school Girl Scouts, and see, I didn't realize that Girl Scouts are, well, I do. I knew Girl Scouts are in high school because they volunteer for Davis Community Meals.
Mm-hmm.
or they used to. And I was a cook for Davis Community Meals. I think Girl Scouts can certainly help out in elections. Is there a way Girl Scouts could work on getting out the vote? How old do you have to be to register to register voters?
I think probably 18.
Okay, seniors, you know, 18-year-olds can register voters. They could work at the polling place. You may have to be 18 to work at a polling place. I'm not sure about that. Mm-hmm. So I'm not sure what Girl Scouts who are younger than 18 could do. But I can see them being very instrumental in getting out the vote. Maybe working at the farmers, tabling at the farmers market. It seems to me any age Girl Scout could do that.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see. Is there anything else that you would like to tell me about your involvement with the league?
Well, I'll probably think of it tonight, but I can't think of anything else. I enjoyed league work. I enjoyed the friends I made in league. For me, it was a wonderful way to get involved in something other than being a mom. And that's something I needed.
Right, yeah. That's awesome. Well, I think that's all the questions I have.
Okay.
Yeah. But thank you so much for this interview, and I'll get the write-up done as soon as possible and send it to you for any corrections.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you have an address?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I have your email address. So, yeah, I'll send it to you soon. But yeah, thank you so much for this interview. I'm very thankful for it.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Hope you have a good week, rest of your week.
I think I will. Very quiet here.
Yeah. Not much to do. Okay. Well, yeah, I'll send it to you soon. And yeah, thank you so much.
Hey, you're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye.